Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the Lead Bunker Studio. Brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And brought to you by our buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, all on board with, Talkback Jackson Sports. And right now we go to our sports line for, I don't want to say abbreviated because we're covering a lot of games, but we're going to say, I don't know, Drew. What should we say for this version of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball? It's not abbreviated. It's what?
It's going to be quick and it's going to be hot.
Quick? I like it. Quick and hot. See, that's why we bring you in. That's why you're Drew from Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball, man.
I like being that piece.
All right, yeah, because we got to run through these quick. So let's just go ahead and, real quick, we'll get last week's. We're not going to run through the scores, but the Magic 8-Ball again increased the spread on us a little bit. He's at 105. I'm at 99. You're at 95 as far as the picks go. So we've got some.
I'm ten games back from that 8-Ball now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got.
So let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I understand this. So Basically, adding all these other games has not helped my chances.
It seems like it backfired for you and me.
I thought it might. I didn't think. I thought we knew more about college football than the 8-Ball, and I was afraid once we got to the pros, it was going to go downhill.
But we got to come back fighting. I mean, it's we got 2 weeks of the pros, and then we've got a couple more bowl games thrown in there. We've got the playoffs, so it's doable.
Are we still going to do the girls' sand volleyball or not?
we'll watch it. How about that?
I'm good with that.
We'll watch it.
All right, that's fair.
Magic 8-Ball already made the picks because, again, this is a hyperspaced version of our picks here today. So let's just go ahead, jump in, and get her done. Let's start off with Giants 4-11 at the Bears 5-10. No Thursday night games. So these start 1 o'clock on Sunday. And the Bears have the advantage there with their favored to win by 6. Magic 8-Ball said it is decidedly so, and they picked the Bears by 6. Go ahead and let you go first. What say you?
Well, just because they're at home, like I said, neither team obviously are really getting it done this year, so I will take the Bears at home.
Going with the Bears? Yeah, me too. Going with the Bears. Both teams really kind of subpar, and Giants just aren't that good. Bears aren't great. Giants aren't that good either, so I'm going with the Bears as well. Next up, Jags 2-13 at Patriots 9-6. Patriots picked to win this one by 15.5, which I think is probably the biggest spread on the sheet. I could be wrong, but I think it is. 8-Ball said Pats are going to win on this one. Most likely is what the 8-Ball said. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Patriots too. Jags just not good, and Patriots are at home, so I think it's a no-brainer. Going with the Patriots.
Not good, but I got to make up some ground. 15.5 is too many points. Give me the Jags.
Going with the Jags.
Oh, yeah. I like them.
All right. Wow. You like the Jags.
Yeah. I don't. I really don't.
Rams, 11-4 at the Ravens, 8-7. Magic 8-Ball said, as I see it, yes, they're taking the Rams with a 3.5-point spread. What say you?
I'm going to take the home team. Give me the Ravens.
I want the Ravens. That's actually a pretty good pick.
I don't feel bad about it. We'll see how Stafford does on the road and get a little bit ugly out there in Baltimore once in a while, so I'm going to take the Ravens.
Yeah, Rams, they cinched their spot, and I haven't heard yet if they're going to be pulling some players just to conserve some of their mojo from the playoffs. I'm not sure. Ravens actually a good pick, but they seem to be on the downward slide right now. I'm going to go with the Rams as I drop my pen. Going with the Rams on this pick. Sticking with the 8-Ball so I don't lose any more ground.
Next, there you go. Ride that ball.
Buccaneers, they're sitting there at 11-4. They're at the Jets, 4-11. Bucks picked to win this one by 13. Magic 8-Ball went with the Bucks simply by saying yes. I'm going to go with the Bucks on this one, too. Again, they cinched their spot. Sometimes they kind of let their foot off the gas a little bit, but I just don't think that they're going to lose to the Jets. So I'm going with the Bucks.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of points, and I hate to go with you in the 8-Ball on this one, but I can't disagree. I don't see the Jets having much firepower to be able to beat the Bucks, even out in New York, or Jersey for that matter. Or no, it's New York. Where are they playing at these days?
They're playing Jersey.
It's Jersey, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Giants, that's what I thought.
Giants and the Jets, they share that that field. So.
Yep. Yep.
All right. On to the next. Falcons, 7-8 at the Bills, 9-6. Bills picked to win this one by 14.5. Magic 8 Ball said it is certain, and they picked the Bills. What say you?
Well, there again, there's a team that almost lost to the Lions. But then again, so many teams have this year. Mm-hmm. They, you know, Lions obviously are really good at covering the spread. But I don't know. That's just too many points for me. So I'm going to take the Falcons. Give me the Dirty Birds.
Going with the Falcons, the Dirty Birds. Oh, I like it. All right.
I know you do.
You know, the Bills, I think, have more to play for on this one than the Falcons do. I think they're both still playing for a playoff spot, but
they are.
I mean, the Bills, it's do or die. They're at home. I think it's going to be the Bills on this one. They haven't played to full potential last few weeks. I think they're going to come out and kick some bird.
All right.
So I'm going with the Bills.
Thanksgiving's over.
Chiefs, 11-4 at the Bengals, 9-6. Chiefs picked to win this one by 5. Magic 8 Ball said, my sources say yes, and picked the Bengals to win this one. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, I think last couple of times I've picked the Chiefs, I think they've said they turned things around. They haven't quite made a liar out of me, but it's been close. I'm still going to go with the Chiefs on this one.
I agree as well. I think especially the second to the third half of the season, they've really started to turn around. I think Mahomes playing better. I think their defense has definitely got more stout. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'll take the Chiefs on the road.
Dolphins, 8-7 at the Titans, 10-5. Titans picked to win this one by 3.5. Magic 8 Ball said most likely and went with the Titans on this one. Is it your pick now? I think it is your pick.
Yeah, I'm rolling with 8 Ball again, as much as I don't want to, but I do like the Titans at home. I think they've had a great season, and I don't really see it changing against the Finns, so I'll take the Titans.
If this were flipped around and if it were at Miami, I'd pick the Dolphins. They're coming off a great win against the Saints, but I'm just, you know, with being in Tennessee, I just don't see the Dolphins picking up this win, so I'm going with the Titans.
Yep, I agree.
Raiders, 8-7 at the Colts, 9-6. Magic 8 Ball went with the Raiders on this one. You know, I'm going to go with the Colts. I think the Colts are primed and ready for. We don't have a spread. I didn't have a spread on this one, so we asked the 8 Ball to pick if the home team is going to win. And not knowing what the spread is, we're just going to go with the outright win, and that's going to be the Colts this week.
The 8 Ball went with the Colts?
8 Ball went with the Raiders. I'm going with the Colts, yeah.
Okay. I'll go as well. Good. I'm glad to hear because I was already thinking Colts going into this anyway. So, like I said, Raiders definitely been playing better after they got that whole Gruden mess out there fixed. They've definitely turned that second half around. But I'm really impressed with the Colts this year. They have really turned it on. So, give me Colts.
There we go. Eagles, 8-7 at the Washington football team, 6-9. Eagles picked to win this one by 3. Magic 8 Ball went with Washington. What say you?
I say I like the Eagles flying on into Washington and beating up on them. Football team hasn't been that good this year. I mean, a couple times I've tried riding with them, and they have just made me a really, really unhappy sports fan. So I will we're going to go with the Eagles. Give me Philly.
Yeah, Eagles started off the season just bad. They're a bad team. Yeah. At one point, I picked the Lions to beat them, and we saw that turned around.
I think we both did.
So Eagles have certainly turned it around second half of the season. In the playoff hunt, I'm going with the Eagles on this one too. Washington's just not that good. The 405 games, Broncos 7-8 at Chargers 8-7. Chargers picked to win this one by 6.5. Magic 8 Ball went with the Broncos on this one. I'm going to pick this one as a way to get ahead on the 8 Ball. I'm going with the Chargers.
You know, I am too, and I think pretty much for that same fact. Because other than that, I mean, I think they're pretty evenly matched. That 6.5 is tough. I'd say if it was a little bit lower, maybe 5, I'd feel a little bit better about it. But, yeah, we're going to go with the Chargers and ride out and see what happens. Like I said, the season's getting low, and I need to get some points on the 8 ball. So either I'll get destroyed or we'll make it close.
Texans, 4-11 at the 49ers, 8-7. 49ers picked to win this one by 12.5. Magic 8 Ball said, as I see it, yes, pick the 49ers to win. This is another one. You know, I'm tempted to go with the Texans just to make up some ground, but I think the 49ers just have too much fire. Even though they're not that good of a team this year, I say that with them sitting there at 8-7, I'm just not on the 49ers bandwagon. I almost picked the Texans with this one, but I'm going to stay with the 49ers at home. It's a big spread.
You know what? I'm gonna ride out with the Texans. We're gonna see how it goes. If it were even up, I mean, I know which way my head would be, but right now, like I said, it's getting late. I don't want to go for just a bunch of crazy picks, but I don't know. I don't
it's
feel
a big
that
spread.
Great about it. So let's go with the Texans. It's a lot of points. You know, it's NFL. Let's see what happens.
It's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick at all.
Well, we say that now until the sheet comes out. But for right now, we're going to say it's not a bad pick.
We're going to go with it. Lions, 2-12-1 at Seahawks, 5-10. I'm just so hard accepting that the Seahawks are 5-10 this year. But they're picked to win this one by 7. Outlook good, according to the Magic 8-Ball, and they picked the Seahawks. Yeah, what say you?
Well, for one thing, I always like if I could see Pete Carroll lose. You know, it's so tough because I do like Russell. But I don't know. Man, 7's a tough call. The Lions, they just seem to like to beat up on that spread every single week. I'm going to go with the Seahawks, though. It's out there. Maybe if it was in Detroit, but it's out there. Touchdown, I still think they can pull it off. So I'm going to go with Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Lions. They will not win this game, but they're going to keep it close. I mean, they kept it close with their backups last week. So I'm going to
is Goff back? Not that it really matters.
I don't know. I don't know if he's back or not. I think so because they did limit. It depends on if he has symptoms or not. And again, we're picking these kind of early. If he has, they changed their NFL
protocol
to go in line with the CDC. So if he could be back if he doesn't have the symptoms, I just don't know. But either way, boy, it wasn't bad last week. He threw a pick right at the end of the game. If not, Lions win that game. So
I know it, man. He had a position to win. It was exciting. Yeah, it was too bad.
I'm going with the Lions on this one. Again, not to win, but at least to beat the spread. Cardinals, 10-5 at Cowboys, 11-4. Cowboys picked to win this one by 5.5. The Magic 8-Ball went with the Cowboys. He said most likely. You know what? This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a really good game. Cardinals coming off a couple losses. I just don't feel like they've got enough to beat the Cowboys at home with this one. So I'm going with the Cowboys.
Well, just for the simple fact of where we're at, because it's tough. Cardinals they started the season great.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, they've just been on that just skid. I mean, what, they lost 3 in a row now?
They lost to the Lions.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing, isn't it? Cowboys, obviously, they've been playing great. I'm going to take the Cardinals, though. Like I said, I got a chance to get back in there.
Right.
So next week, I might put up my head a little bit better for this week. I'm just going to try and we're going to tick and tack and see what we can do.
Panthers 5-10 at Saints 7-8. Saints picked to win this one by 7. Magic 8-Ball went with the Saints on this one. All signs point to yes, is what the Magic 8-Ball said. What say you?
Well, I can't do it every single time. This one, I really do think the Saints got a touchdown over the Panthers. They just don't have quite enough. I think they're getting closer, but I just don't think they have quite enough firepower to overtake the Saints at home. So give me the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Saints, too. Panthers just not that good. Saints coming off a loss, have things to prove. So, yeah. And, you know, they're still in the playoff hunt, too. So, going with the Saints on this one, they've got more to play for than what the Panthers do. So, you know, we can't get it all in one chunk. We're going to have to catch up on the 8-Ball in, you know, just in a few different segments here. It's not going to – we have to row the boat, okay?
We've got to row the boat.
We've got to row the boat. All right.
Bring that up. I'm already feeling bad enough about myself enough, but all right, go ahead.
Vikings 7-8 at Packers 12-3. Packers picked to win this one by 6.5. Magic 8-Ball picked the Vikings. My reply is no, is what he said. So, again, not exactly sure if the Pack are going to take their foot off the gas because they've cinched their spot. So it's realistic that the Vikings could come away with a win. But this is Lambeau Field. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going to go with the Packers on this.
Yeah, I'm out as well. I mean, either way, I was going to take the Packers. I mean, I think that Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers. I mean, yeah, they're still kind of fighting for position. But give me the Pack.
Going with the Pack. All right,
give me the Pack.
Browns 7-8 at Steelers 7-7-1. My reply is no. So the Browns picked to win this one by 3. We always ask, well, the team that's favored to win, will they win with the spread? Magic 8-Ball went with the Steelers on this one. I don't know. What say you?
Well, I don't think the Browns haven't impressed me, obviously. I mean, they've been okay. I mean, Mayfield's been all right. I think he's back. I think he's healthy. And I don't know. I still don't think they're going to have enough to win at Pittsburgh. It's too close. So I'm still going to take Big Ben.
Going with the Steelers. I might have to sleep on the couch because I'm going to go with the Browns.
Are you?
I'm going to go with the Browns on this one. Yeah.
Oh, that's gutsy.
The Steelers are just they're kind of a debacle of a football team right now.
There's no doubt. So, it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's not pretty there at all. It's a slight, it's a small lead, small spread there, but yeah, I just think that the same thing's going to happen this year that happened last year. Steelers are going to fall apart even more, and the Browns are going to come out with a win. Now we're on to our bowl games. We've got the Music City Bowl, which is later on, which is this afternoon. Being honest with our listeners, we actually pre-recorded this before the 3 o'clock kickoff time, so that's why we're going to go with our picks and feel comfortable about it. Purdue 8-4 versus Tennessee 7-5. Tennessee picked to win this one by 6. Magic 8-Ball said very doubtful and went with Purdue on this one. I'm going to go. Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was the spread?
6.
6.
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't really know much about Tennessee this year. So, for sake of having to pick up some ground, I'm going to go with Tennessee on this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to ride the Big Ten on this one. Purdue, I mean, it's hard to say what they can do. So, you know, we've seen what they can do with a weak secondary. Mm-hmm. Like you said, don't know that much about Tennessee. I know they have a very big stadium. Other than that, you know, I'm going to go with Purdue.
Next game is the Peach Bowl. Number 10 MSU without K-9. They're sitting there with a record of 10-2 versus number 12 Pitt at 11-2 without their slinger for this game. MSU still picked to win by 2.5. Magic 8-Ball picked MSU. Said, as I see it, yes, going with MSU. What do you think?
Well, I think it would have been a totally different game if we had those two players on the field, obviously.
Totally would be.
So which one's going to get beat up more, though? Because Virginia State secondary was always their Achilles heel this season. And obviously, if they would have had, what's his name?
Pickett.
What is it?
Pickett,
that's it. Yeah. If he would have been playing, it would have been a totally different story. So who can get by without their star more? I like the Spartans' chance to be able to get by, still be able to pass the ball. Thorne can still get it done, and I still like the Spartans in this.
Yeah, I agree. I just think MSU's got too many other I mean, they're not a complete, well-rounded team like you would like to have going into this type of bowl game against Pitt, but I just think Pitt's star is going to be more of a hit to them than MSU's star not being there. So I'm going to go with MSU on this one.
Oh, you are trying to sleep on the couch.
Well, you know. You know, at least I get to cuddle with the dog then, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Good idea. Probably a couple of them.
Late game today is the 10:30 game for the Las Vegas Bowl. Wisconsin 8-4 versus Arizona State 8-4. Magic 8-Ball picked Arizona when they said my reply is no. I another one. I just don't know enough about Arizona State, but I think Wisconsin has. I mean, they got an 8-4 in the rugged Big Ten this year, so I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
It is a tough one, especially I remember what Wisconsin did at the end where they, you know, kind of pooped the bed a little bit at right at the end when they could have had a chance to go in the bowl.
Yeah.
You know, they had a chance to be in the Big Ten playoff, and instead they lost. So, it's tough. Like I said, I guess for sheer fact of Big Ten, I'm going with Wisconsin.
I'm going with Wisconsin. So another one where we had a team drop out and Rutgers was able to backdoor their way into the Gator Bowl, which is
Rutgers backdoored their way in. Huh?
11 o'clock.
I won't touch that.
11 o'clock for the Gator Bowl tomorrow. Rutgers sitting at 5-7 versus Wake Forest, 10-3. Picked to win this one by 14.5. Magic 8-Ball picked Wake Forest. I think this is your pick. Yeah, this is your pick, right? What do you think?
Those beautiful uniforms of Rutgers, they are going to tear it up, baby. They've got, I like everything they're working with. I love the defense, the offense. Actually, it's just Wake Forest I don't think is very good at all. So we're going Rutgers.
I'm going to go with Wake Forest.
You would.
Totally going. I hate Rutgers for one. And I just think You know, Rutgers wasn't even good enough to make the bowl, make a bowl game.
No, they're not even bowl eligible.
They weren't even bowl eligible. They couldn't make the Pinstripe Bowl. They couldn't make the Emerald Nut Bowl.
So, well, like you said, though, they were in the rough and tugged, or tough and rugged Big Ten.
But Wake Forest was in the ACC championship game again. It is the ACC. That's not lost on me. But exactly. I just think they've got more than Rutgers does. So I'm going with Wake
Rutgers
Forest.
Played in a lot of games. A lot of games. They were there.
The Orange Bowl, number 2 U of M, 12-1 versus number 3 Georgia, 12-1. Georgia picked to win this one by 7.5. Magic 8 Ball picked U of M. Oh, this is my pick, isn't it?
Is it?
Is this my pick?
Go ahead, man. Yeah, take all the pressure off me. That's fine.
Oh, man. Boy, it's 7.5. Boy, this is because we have to pick different. Just to remind our listeners, we have to pick separately on this one. So that's how Michigan keeps winning. So I'm at a loss.
I know. Speechless.
I am. I'm speechless on this one because
that's
honestly,
the first time I've ever heard you speechless.
I still have that little voice in the back of my head that says Harbaugh can't win the big games. Harbaugh can't win the big games, but
the big games he just won.
You know what? I'm gonna make your sister send you a nasty email. I'm gonna go with U of M.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I was going blue all the way. There's no doubt in my mind. I think really, I don't know. I'm sure you watched Georgia and Bama there, and I really. Obviously Georgia probably thought they were in either way, which I don't know if that affected the way they played or not. But they really weren't that impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the SEC is the SEC, but they weren't that good this year. And I don't know. I'm not that impressed with Bama or Georgia. Maybe I'm looking through my amazing blue glasses, but I just I don't know. I thought Michigan would beat them straight up. I really think Michigan's going to win tomorrow, but obviously Georgia's going to win, I guess. So I'm taking Georgia.
He says with a question mark, "I'm taking Georgia."
It's kind of where I'm at. So yeah, I think Michigan's winning. I really do. We're going to find out, but I like our chances.
Outback Bowl, Penn State 7-5 versus number 21 Arkansas, 8-4 record. Arkansas picked by 1. Magic 8 Ball liked Arkansas. Who do you like?
Well, Penn State's been solid all year. I think that, obviously they gave Michigan a good game, gave State a good game. I'm going to go with Penn State. Let's see what old Franklin can do with that giant contract of his.
All right. It's just a one-point spread, so it's basically an outright win. I'm going to go with Penn State also on this one. New Year's Day, 1 o'clock, Citrus Bowl. Number 15, Iowa, 10-3 versus number 22, Kentucky, 9-3. Kentucky picked to win this one by 3. Magic 8 Ball went with Iowa. I'm going to go with Iowa also. They were in the Big Ten championship game. They survived the rugged Big Ten this year. I'm going to go with Iowa over Kentucky on this one.
I think I am too, and it's such a hard one to lose. I've watched Iowa this year, and I'm really pretty weak all in all. I mean, they had that big game against Iowa State earlier, and supposedly that was game day, how good Iowa was. And really, they're kind of soft. I mean, they're not really a solid team, but there again, I mean, I'm not taking Kentucky. I'm not picking a basketball school. So
yeah.
I'm going with Iowa.
And then 5 o'clock, the Rose Bowl, OSU sitting there at 10-2 versus number 11, Utah, sitting there at 10-3. They've got the extra game because they were in their conference's championship game. Not saying, just saying. Magic 8 Ball went with OSU. What do you say?
You know what? They lost to Oregon. Mm-hmm. Ohio State did.
Yeah.
Utah beat up on Oregon twice. Not just beat them, beat the living daylights out of them. So I'm going with Utah.
Going with Utah.
And I just don't like Ohio State, so go Utah.
I don't like Ohio State either, but I think
you're going with them.
They're coming into this game with a chip on their shoulder. They really feel like they should have been in the championship game. And I just think OSU is going to come prepared, come ready, and is going to win this game. So I'm going with OSU.
How many OSU's receivers are sitting out? Olave is, right?
I don't know.
I know at least – I thought I heard Olave was, and I can't remember which other one. I know at least one. But still, they've got so many other weapons, it really doesn't matter.
OSU's that program where it's always the next man up. I mean, they could be starting their third-string quarterback, and they'd be ready to go and win this game. So – they've done that before without missing a beat. So, yeah, I'm going with OSU on this one. They did that before in a championship game without missing a beat. So, all right. So there's our picks. We'll have this segment posted online, and you'll be able to follow along with us, and you'll see next week how we ended up. So, as always, Drew, it's a pleasure. Hope you have a wonderful and safe New Year.
Happy New Year.
Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.